Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Grand Bhumin Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 19th chapter, verse 11 onwards. I would like to hand over call to Suresham Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Suresham Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranama Vishu Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, Tanvat Pranam. His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji was born in Komilia or Ampi Nagara in East Pakistan in the year 1962 and later shifted to Tripura, India. It was in 1971 when he saw Srila Prabhupada for the first time during a program. He decided to become a devotee. In 1977, he visited Mayapur for the first time and was initiated by Bhavananda Maharaj in 1979. From 1981 to 86, Prabhuji was working in Mayapur as a guest house manager. In 86, during the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya, he served as the first general manager in Mayapur, managing the Gaur Purnima festival. From 1980 to 89, Prabhuji served as the facilitator of prasadam and accommodations for GBC, sannyasis, devotees and life members. He also served as a life member director, membership director and fundraiser for the Mayapur temple. In 89, His Holiness Bhaktacharu Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj kindly took him with them to travel across Europe. They then brought him to America, where His Holiness Badrinarayan Maharaj and Mukunda Goswami, who knew him from Mayapur, engaged him in cultivating congregation services in San Diego, California. Prabhuji took Vanaprastha in year 2012. For many years, he has been serving the devotees in Alachua temple every day. Prabhuji crosses various parts of America, preaching the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavatam Pranam. Back to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, wish you happy Ekadasi to all of you. Hare Krishna Pran Govind Prabhuji, Dhanwar Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, we cannot hear you.
Yeah.
Even I had a microphone problem just now. I don't know some.
No, Mother. I'm also not getting voice.
No, Prabhuji. No.
We can't hear Prabhuji.
I think you have to change the setting of microphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Prabhuji, would you like to join from the phone or use the two devices, maybe?
You can try to rejoin, Prabhuji, maybe it will work.
Maybe he's joining back.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Am I audible now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Somebody suggested that was such a nice, I didn't even realize it was. Okay. I send a song on your chat, Mother, Radha.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, Prabhuji, we got that. We are sharing that.
Okay. Gauranga, tumi more, dayana chariya. Gauranga, tumi more, dayana chariya. Apan kariya ranga. Charane rakhi hai apna ko riya ranga charane rakhi hai gauranga tumi more dayana chari Tumara charana lagi sabate aginu Tumara charana lagi sabate aginu Sitala charana paya Sitala charana paya Saranalayinu Sitala charana paya Saranalayinu Gauranga Tumi more Dayana chariha Ekole okole moi dilutilanjali Ekole okole moi dilutilanjali Rakhi ha charane more Rakhi ha charane more Apanar boli Rakhi ha charane more Apanar boli Gauranga tumi more Dayana chari ha Gauranga tumi more Dayana chari ha Vasudeva ghoshe pale charane dhariya Vasudeva ghoshe pale charane dhariya कृपा करे राखो मोरे कृपा करे राखो मोरे पद छाया दिया कृपा करे राखो मोरे पद छाया दिया गौरंग Dayana chariha Gauranga tumi more Dayana chariha Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Hare Krishna, Mother. Can somebody would like to share reading? It'd be nice.
Yes, Prabhu. One. Oh Lord Gaurangi, please don't neglect to show me your mercy, making me your own very property. Kindly keep me situated at the ready soles of your feet. Anybody would like to read?
With the intention of attaining your feet, I have utterly renounced everything. Now I have taken full shelter of your shooting lotus feet.
Whether I am related to this family lineage or that family lineage, I have completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me by your feet, calling me your own. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Vasudev Ghosh says, since I have tightly grasped hold of your feet, please keep me here by always bestowing their soothing shade. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. That was very nice. I thought Gaur Purnima is coming. We can meditate on giving ourselves. But when we give ourselves, we should not keep anything or asking for anything in return. That is the essence of this song of Vasudev Ghosh. So with that note, I'd like to welcome all of you also on behalf of Bhakti Japa Sangha Group. And my special respect to all the organizers for keep going with this. You must have all bhakti in order to sustain months after months, days after days, year after year. That's wonderful. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 19th chapter, text 11 and 12. So we are going to invoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev, form of Krishna, who is the predominating deity of consciousness. And when we recite those prayers, if we can meditate on the form of Gaur Sundar, a baby, when he was in a Krishna form in the cowshed of Nanda Baba, where this name Vasudev was uttered by Gargacharya. That's the origin form, because by seeing that beautiful lotus feet of Nanda Lala, Gargacharya almost lost all his composure. But he was also put himself into bewilderment because he wants to pay obeisances to Vasudev, do big worship. But then he was scared that if he does that, then everybody will know that he is not the son, he is a god. Then it will disturb the purpose of the Lord's Leela, and Mother Yashoda will be disturb also. So to maintain both, he wanted to run away and do big worship to this boy, but didn't know where to go and how to do it. So it was a very internal pressure that actually gave him the upliftment from where he was before and to this point that he accepted Krishna as his object of love. So by the mercy of Vasudev, hopefully we can also develop that. Hopefully the intensity will come from Lord Vasudev. So please repeat after me 3 times. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavato sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So today's text 11. This is Narad Muni's beautiful prayers to twin brothers of, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared as a twin brother, Naranarayana Rishi. So it's very wonderful. The Narad Muni here establishing the Atma Rama form of Lord. And then we'll see the same Narad Muni later on glorify Pararamata Bhagavan. Now is Atma Ramata Bhagavan. Atma Ramata means that Lord self-satisfied. So when you hear the translation, you can relate to it. And it's very nice, wonderful. So we are going to chant the first verse, text 11. Om Nama Bhagavate Upasam Silaya Uparata Anatmayaya Nama Akinchana Bhittaya Rishi Rishabhaya Nara Narayanaya Paramahansa Paramagorave Atma Rama Adhipataye Namo Namaiti. Synonyms by Srila Prabhupada, because there are a lot of confidential words are very illuminating in our heart. Om, O Supreme Lord. Of course, we know that Om origin is Radha and Krishna. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. That when it connects us, it becomes Pranava. Pranava means, Nava means a boat, which becomes a boat, and you ride, you get in the boat, and you cross the material ocean and come to Lord. So three personalities there, Radha, Krishna, and then the reciter. You all are, in that sense, Narad Muni was the original. So these three together is that actually, Auma, Aum. A is the first letter, Krishna claims he is that. U is Usha, Srimati Radharani, and Ma is Milan, through the loving service, we are connecting. So, Om. Om, O Supreme Lord. Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Nothing mine, it's all your. So that's also Namaha. Not mine, Namaha. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, same origin, Krishna in Vrindavan. Upashama Shilaya. Who has mastered the senses? Upashama Shilaya, relevant to Naranarayan Rishi who is doing the austerity, but in a sense, Krishna also, in Vrindavan, if you hear all this pastime, Krishna's senses are wild, not master of controlling senses. So how to understand this? It says upashama, upashama shilaya means never looking for separate interest from his separate interest from non-devotees. In other words, Krishna upasam, it could be utilized also that those who are devotee, with him he is very reciprocal. And non-devotee, he is like a judge. This is what it meant here. Narayana Rishi like a judge. No reciprocation. I don't need anything from you. You have your life, I have my life, like this. This is how the super soul travels in our heart. Or Narayana Rishi is exhibiting here. So Narad Muni is very appropriately addressing this. Uparata anatmaya. Atma means soul. Anatma means you are not interested hearing about Krishna consciousness, or you don't act as a soul. You act in a conditional, not as a constitutional level. So it's very nice. Uparata. Rati means attachment. Uparata means no attachment. He withdraw. For this material world. Very nice. Namaha, my respectful obeisances again. Akinchana vittaya. Akinchana unto. Kinchan means six. This last greed. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarja. Last greed, illusion, envy. All these six things are all the time present in the heart of conditioned soul. So one who does not have this six thing is called akinchana. Akinchana doesn't mean doesn't have anything. Means does not, has love for God, has love for the God has love for all the devotees. And the devotee also has love for God. So akinchana doesn't mean doesn't have anything. Vittaya means the wealth. Means he has an asset, but that asset is only for the Lord and the devotees, but doesn't have this six enemy that trouble all the time to the conditioned soul. That's what it is. Akinchana vittaya, unto the Supreme Personality of God, at Prabhupada put, who is the only asset of person who have no material possession. What possession? Material. Those are the six main. And those six, I hope we all remember these six enemies, this lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy. Where they come from? They are product of three. Labha, puja, pratishta. The labha, puja, pratishta produce these six. Now, labha, puja, pratishta means pad. Prestige, adoration, distinction. I call it pad. But where they come from? Prestige, adoration, distinction. They come from one separate interest developed in every soul in the marginal status. When the separate interest away from service or serving to God developed, the moment it developed, these three manifested from that. So we have to reverse the whole process. We don't need to fix too much on the six. Yes, we need to restrain, but instead focusing on that, we have to focus on connection. So then you will be able to go back. Very nice. Connection, in a sense, two things. If we have a subordination under a pure guru, we are serving, and we have a natural tendency to serve the Lord, chanting holy name, Nitai Gaur, always looking for their mercy. If we are engaging in devotional service, then automatically this rest, the prestige, adoration, distinction, this will pops and then will go down. Pops go down. It will not go down easily. It will pops. It will reflect. If you don't want it, then it will go down. But if you want it, it may surface again. But if we focus on the first point, see how it came back. We gave up. Then separate interest developed. Then three manifestation from the separate interest, prestige, adoration, distinction. Then this turn into six, lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy. Then so in order to go back, we have to correct the first mistake. So separate interest has to go away. Who am I? I'm a servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm servant of Srila Prabhupada, Shiksha disciple. For 10,000 years, everybody can be Shiksha disciple. And when you identify always like this, for his pleasure, I'm doing my life. Today, why am I here speaking? For the pleasure of Prabhupada and Krishna. For the pleasure of devotee, who is very dear to Krishna. So like this, then slowly, slowly, everything will be reversed and back to our original state. Okay. Then next one is Rishi Rishabhaya. Rishi means when you are controller of inner world, external world and inner world. Inner world means the senses, emotion. Emotion is not something you wished away. Emotion is what we made of. Just be alert where your emotion is directing you. If your emotion is directing to Krishna, then you are Rishi. That word is there, Rishi, Rajarshi, Brahmarshi, all these Rishi is the same, means the controller of inner world. Raja means controller of outside and Rishi means inner. That's why Parikshit Maharaj, great, great king, they are named Rajarshi, means they have a control inner world and outside world. So Narayan Rishi, Naranarayan Rishi is a very appropriate word because they have a inner control and outside control. Very nice. So Rishi, Rishabhaya, most exalted of saintly person. Then Naranarayan, the Lord Naranarayan. Paramahansa Parama, Guruve, the most exalted spiritual master of all Paramahansas, liberated person. This is very interesting, that in order to come to Krishna consciousness, you have to pass through different stages. I'm not talking about the Rupa Goswami path, Sadda, Sadhu Sangha. I'm talking about our inner conception about Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to come to Vasudev consciousness first. Vasudev conception, that Suddha-Satya connection, that is first thing. And you will see Krishna is behind everything. Behind the Zoom, behind my speaking ability. I'm not speaking. I am trying to verbalize, I have a desire, strong desire, initiating cause, that's me. And the language I'm borrowing, English, I did not take birth with it. I was not born with the English. The feeling that arising from hearing from different teachers, Prabhupada, and reading Bhagavatam. So this is the whole process. And then the demigods right here, the fire god, who is actually vibrating on my tongue with pracheta. And then the air god is carrying to you through the Zoom. That Zoom is also fire god controls. Then Dikpal is sitting next to your ear. You may not see in a physical form, with a subtle form. Dikpal, they are high perceptive. Great demigod, they have ability to be in unlimited souls simultaneously. Krishna gave that position to each demigod. So they are allowing you through the drum beating, connecting with your head, where these words make sense. Then you borrowing Sattagun can give you the perception. And then you contemplate, you reflect. Without contemplation, no reflection. When you reflect, then intelligence will capture it. Then when intelligence captured, then you will say, it makes sense. I'm going to try it. So you'll start applying it. And then consciousness transform. And that's how the whole bhakti purifies our heart. So this is very nice. Then next word is Atma Rama Adhipataye. The best of self-realized person. Best of self-realized person. I mean, it can be Narayan Rishi here. It can be also great soul. Yeah. Oh, I have one more verse. That's right. I have to go. So, Nama Namaha, my respectful obeisances again and again. So, Narad Muni is very humble and he loves paying obeisances. With our spiritual body, we should practice all the time paying obeisances to Guru Krishna. So, the translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, together. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Nara Narayan, the best of all saintly person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the most self-controlled and self-realized. He is free from false prestige. He is the asset of persons who have no material possession. He is the spiritual master of all Paramahansas, who are the most exalted human beings. And he is the master of the self-realized. Let me offer my repeated obeisances at his lotus feet. Jai Narayan Rishi Ki Jai. So we'll do text 12 and then we'll go. So let's see. Text 12. We can recite together. Gayati Chedam. Narad Muni is singing here. But his praying does not mean, it's like a real kirtan. He has a bina and he sings this very nicely. And he's dancing while he's singing this and he's offering his feelings. When the direction of your feeling directed towards Krishna, that is bhakti. If the emotion is not directed to Krishna, it is not bhakti. So here it is bhakti, even though it is just Atmarama's verses, but it is his expression, feeling directed to Krishna, glorifying Krishna's quality. This verse is going to talk about Krishna's quality as a Atmaram. Atmaram means the God who is completely satisfied. He doesn't need anybody's help to remain happy. Gayati Chedam Kartasya Sargadisu Jana Buddhate Buddhate Nahannate Deha Gatopi Dekayam Dehikai 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 Body. Bodily pain or bodily suffering. Okay. Drastur Nadrik Jasa Guner Vidushate. Vidushyate. Drastur nadrik jasya guner vidushyate tasme namo shakta vivikta shakshine ashakta. Ashakta. Vivikta. Ashakta vivikta. Okay. Shakshine. So Gayati cha, he sings cha and idam, this karta, the executor, asya of this cosmic manifestation, sarga adisu of the creation, maintenance and destruction, ja, one who nabodhate is not attached as the creator, nabodhate, okay. Master or proprietor. Okay. Na, not. Hannate is victimized. Deha gata api, although appearing as a human being. Dehika, by bodily tribulation such as hunger, thirst, fatigue. Drastu, of him who is seer of everything. Na, not. Drik, the power of vision. Jasya, of whom gune, by material qualities. Vidushyate, is polluted. Tasmai unto him, Namo, my respectful obeisances. Ashapta unto the Supreme Person, who is unattached, Vivikta, without affection, Shakshine, the witness of everything. Every word itself is like a whole discussion. Would somebody like to read the translation and purport for us? Will be nice. Would somebody like to read?
Yeah. Narada, the most powerful saintly sage, also worshipped Naranarayana by chanting following mantra. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this visible cosmic manifestation. Yet he is completely free from false prestige. Although to the foolish he appears to have accepted a material body like us, he is unaffected by bodily tribulations like hunger, thirsty, and fatigue. Although he is a witness who sees everything, his senses are unpolluted by the object. He sees, let me offer my respectful obeisances onto that unattached pure witness of the world, the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is described as Sachitananda Vigraha, the body of eternity, transcendental bliss and full knowledge. Now in this verse, he is more fully described. Krishna is the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, yet he is unattached to it. If we are to construct a very tall skyscraper, we would be very attracted to it. But Krishna is so renounced that although he has created everything, he is not attaching to anything. Na patyate. Furthermore, although Krishna has his transcendental form, Sachidananda Vigraha, he is not disturbed by the bodily necessities of life, which are called Deheka. For example, he is very is never hunger, thirsty, or fidgety. No, na hanyate deha gato api deheka. Then again, since everything is a Krishna's property, he sees everything and is present everywhere. But because his body is transcendental, he is above vision, the object of the vision and the purpose of the vision. When we see someone beautiful, we are attracted. The sight of beautiful woman immediately attracts a man, and the sight of a man naturally attracts a woman. Krishna, however, is a transcendental of all these faults. Although he is a seer of everything, he is not afflicted with the faulty vision. Therefore, although he is the witness and the seer, he is aloof from all affections of the activities. He is always unattached and separate. He is only a witness. Very beautiful purport, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Very good. There's so much in each purport. So we'll begin our discussion today with the blessing. So you can all join to beg the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all Bhargavas. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam tam sajivam Sadaitam sabadhutam Parijana sahitam Krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padan Sahagana lalita Sri Vishakha nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyo Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. I'm very eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada. I'm trying to pay back my debts, but still I want to stay indebted to Prabhupada eternally. So I can keep on paying forever. Because of his mercy, I'm here. And I'm also very grateful for the facility that Bhakti Japa Sangha group has given. So I thank you. And I'm also appreciating all of you, whoever has taken your precious time to hear Bhagavatam. It will benefit. Actually, it pleases Krishna. It says, Munaya sadhu prishtaham bhavadbi lokamangalam. Jatkrita Krishna Samprasna Jayatma Suprasiddhati. The Bhagavan become very happy whenever you show interest to hear about Krishna. Krishna become happy. Then the speaker also become happy, and the listener also become happy, and facilitator also becomes happy. Four types of entity are happy. So last few verses I was looking, they are all talking about Jnana and Vairagya. So I'm sure most of you are regular listener. So you have probably heard enough, or maybe more. There is no enough such thing called detachment and renunciation and knowledge. Jnana, Vairagya, I'm sure you heard plenty, at least for a week. So one of the quality, not only Naranaran Rishi, all the Atmaramis, the devotees also, you all also, before you become Pararamata, join in Krishna's party, you have to approach Vasudev platform. Then you have to go to Narayan conception, then Krishna conception. Krishna conception not possible, jumping in. We can pretend, but it will not work. It will not be genuine. Genuine has to have a gradual progression. So first step is Vasudev conception. Then Narayan conception. So Vasudev conception has this quality, Jnana and Vairagya, very predominating. You see Krishna has, but that is not exactly what we think Jnana Vairagya. In Vrindavan, Krishna is rather opposite. He's always like playful. Detachment does not mean, what I understand, that you own nothing. Detachment, vairagya means nothing owns you. It's easy to be detached when you meditate in a cave and have no possession. But how to stay detached when you're living in a city, America, surrounded by consumerism? So first of all, we need to understand that nothing is ours. When one devotee told Prabhupada in a morning walk, I feel like to reject this world. I'm tired, exhausted. Prabhupada said, that's good, but do you own the world? So he said, oh no, I don't. So Prabhupada said, if you don't own anything, you cannot give up or reject. I thought it was very profound the way Prabhupada stated. So we can learn that lesson. We need to understand that nothing is ours. Starting with our family members, our children, our loved ones, our friends. God has entrusted them to each of us with those friends and families that you can take care of them. And all your wealth was given to you by Krishna as well. Atheists may object and claim that only their hard work brought them where they are right now. At some extent, they can be true. But in fact, not a blade of grass, Prabhupada says, moves without the will of Krishna. So yes, you can try hard and create a good product, make a great advertisement, etc. But at the end, it isn't your power whether people would buy your stuff or not. It's up to them who Krishna guides. In my own experience in my business life 30 years back, I noticed that. So when we talk about this Gana and Vairagya, we should be very thoroughly. I'm sure you all heard it. And today my discussion that I'm not going to discuss too much about Gana Vairagya, I'm sure you all heard, unless you want to, that will be fine too. And the Mahaprabhu's addressing Mahaprabhu by Sarvam Bhattacharya, he says, he addresses him, Vairagya Vidya Bhakti Yoga, that what is Krishna consciousness is endowed with Vairagya Vidya. Now, in bhakti, limbs, 64 limbs or 81 or 9 or 5, the different groups of bhakti limbs, you'll never find this Gyana Vairagya there. But in Mahaprabhu's bhakti, it is there. Sarvam Bhattacharya says this. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartam Ekam Purusha Purana. Now, I never see anywhere in the scripture, but Sarvam Bhattacharya addressed, and Mahaprabhu was very happy seeing his transformation from you can say Mayavadi, impersonalist, karkosh means dry argument, speculation, imagination, all things were there with Sarvam Bhattacharya. If you look at his prayer, that who he, where he comes from, he said, he used to have an argument, dry argument. There's no juice on the argument, speculation, but he transformed. Then he found that Mahaprabhu's Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem distribution is endowed Vairagya Vidya. So Gana Vairagya in that origin form is in Mahaprabhu's Bhakti. It is not that you give up anything because nothing is yours. We are not romanticizing the world or demonizing the world, but we are utilizing the world. That's all. the Krishna consciousness, boils down to Mahaprabhu's bhakti. So here, Narad Muni prayed to Narayan Rishi. Narayan Rishi is very sweet. You know, in Mahabharata, also in Bhagavatam, it says that Krishna Arjuna came as a Naranarayan, because you can trace the feeling they had for each other. You are mine, I am yours. All that is mine is yours. He who hates you, he also hates me. He who follows you also follows me. So formerly, you were Nara and I was Narayan. Though individuals, we are as one. No one can understand our oneness and difference. So this is a very nice. It's from Mahabharata Banaparva. You can read. Difference, Acharya gives a different commentary. That Krishna, whatever form or shape or a manifestation he has, is a primary internal reason. All the manifestation is only one. Expert in relishing a particular transcendental mellow of love. So as a Narayan Rishi, what is relishing? He's relishing, just like in Ram Lila, Supreme Lord was relishing elder brother. He will order the younger brothers. Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. As a Krishna, he was enjoying the younger brother. But a twin, he did not enjoy there. So as a Naranarayan Rishi, they look like duplicate. You know, duplicate. Like as it is. And when Krishna wants to enjoy that, so he comes in a form of Naranarayan Rishi. Now, Narad Muni, I was looking in Google, the picture, some painting. They did a very beautiful. Yeah, so some painting I saw that looked like exactly same. It was very, very nice artist whoever did that. So in Bhagavatam also, Narayan Rishi is very famous. Many places quotes in first canto, third chapter, where 25 names of the main manifestation of Krishna. Narayan Rishi is one of them, number 4 or number 6. And Prabhupada explains that how one personality, two personality in one form, they are considered one avatar. It's not like separate avatar. They two together as the avatar. One avatar, two form. It's very interesting. And there Prabhupada also mentioned, I read it many years back very nicely, that Lord is very kind to the forgetful soul. What caught me in that purport, that he says he comes down because of this reason, just to give us blessings. How to mold your life and do divine austerity. We're not a sufferer. When we do bhakti, we should not think of suffering. Ramanuja Acharya says, when you getting out of disease, you should focus on you are getting out, you are taking medicine. For a karmi, they are suffering. Yes, we are not suffering. The devotee's suffering should not be seen as a suffering. Like you taking medication, doctor is watching you. Nurses are there, means Prabhupada is there, the devotees are there. And you're taking everyday chanting. So you should be focusing, Ramanuja Acharya said, that you're getting out of disease. But the karmis, they are suffering. Yes, if they don't come to bhakti, they will be suffering. They have no control what it will be next life or what. So we should be Even though you are maybe in the middle of big struggle, Prabhu, you don't understand. I'm really struggling. That's not struggling. You have come to Krishna consciousness. You started taking medicine. It is not struggling. Yes, it is struggling in one sense, you can say. But see it positive way, because that's the truth. One day you will be completely free. Whenever, you know, there was one incident where I was little humiliated. And I was like, it's like very disturbed. I remember. And now I'm laughing because it's like a movie I passed through. But one old Mataji, Prabhupada's disciple, and she's a wife of GBC at that time. Anyway, she said, I said, I can't believe this is not true, but why this is? Should I confront? She said, this is your time, Pran Govinda Prabhu. Tolerate. I said, but my mind doesn't like it. He said, but for eternal freedom, yes, you will do it. I'll never forget that. The way she said, I pay respect. I learned from her, not as a Western devotee, but as a sincere caring for me. And I did tolerate. Not that my mind liked it, but with intelligence, I tolerated. And I looked at it. Everything disappeared after a year and everything. But I was focusing. Eternally, I will be free. For that freedom, I will tolerate. So like that, whatever physical or mental we come through. And Narayan Rishi, he's showing us this. This is so nice. Of course, Narad Muni is praying beautiful, nicely he is praying this. But we have to come to a point where Narad Muni, after this, he was very much into this self-satisfied mood, because he had a transcendental body and he was very happy, joyful. But he also, because bhakti produced four things. This is one of the way you can detect right now. You can detect, as I'm speaking, you can detect. First thing, see dunya. Do you see that you don't have any other identity, but you are a follower of? If Jamaraj comes, Jamaduta comes right in front of you right now, who are you? I'm a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As soon as you say this, you are literally entering into Vaikuntha. Whether you're going to Golok Vrindavan, that's your level of understanding. But at least entrance to Golok, spiritual world is open. But if you say, I am Pran Govinda Das, you are in the judgment. Come here, step aside. You are on the defendant or plaintiff, we'll see. So like this. So if Narad Muni was self-satisfied. Why I'm bringing this? Because Gorpunima is coming. I'm connecting this, how Narayan Rishi is self-satisfied. This Narad Muni is a perfect follower of Narayan Rishi. Four Kumaras. And we are also, in our daily sadhana, we do this. Today, time changes. So I went a little early and I was just watching if there is any. Oh, there is one old Prabhupada's disciple, Jadav Acharya Prabhu, recently came from his old devotee, you know, hitting almost 80 years old. But he's there from 3 o'clock chanting in a cold. It was so cold today. It was very cold. So I was like, if they can do it, they are the good example, I can do it. There is no question. So I was very happy. I was happy anyway, but it made me more happy. This austerity. So Narad Muni was self-satisfied. I'll give you a little funny story. It's a very interesting story. So Narad Muni in Vaikuntha, he thought, I need to go to do some austerity. So he actually sent Naranarayan Rishi. I hope you know, you heard that first time. He's the one who actually instigated this. Prabhu, the conditioned soul are suffering. Can you please come down and set up an example? Said that's how Naranarayan Rishi came. And if you know that story, that how he came to Badri Vishal area in Himalaya. But that was not Badrinath at that time. It was actually Shankarnath. The hearing the complaint of Daksha, too much about welfare of his daughter, she approached the Shiva. Can we have a private house? I know we don't have a house. We are the controller of this universe. But can't we have a little private, you know, husband, wife talk, private house? Shiva said, go for it. I have no objection. I will give you whatever you want. He said, I want a private. Where are you going to go? Not in the city. Okay, let's go to a place where nobody ever visit. Where? Ice, snow area. Okay, they went to Himalaya side. So they built a beautiful, nice a palace type of, but, you know, for them, it's a different kind of palace than human. So they going to do the, housewarming party. But before that, they want to do some ceremonies. So they said, okay, everything is complete. Today, let's go take bath in a hot spring as a husband wife. And we'll come and do this ceremony. Then we'll start living here comfortably. Shiva and Parvati. Wow. This is like unheard of. So Parvati opened the door. When he opened the door, there is a baby. Two babies, like, where they come from? And they're crying, we're so cold. So cold, it's freezing. Ice everywhere. So they immediately, Parvati's like, oh. So she immediately, of course, consulted the husband. There is a baby outside. I have no idea where they come from. Lord Shiva knows everything. He said, leave them alone. Let us do our things. Say, how can you say that? The baby needs some, okay, you don't want to listen. You remember what happened previously. You may become a homeless again. Oh, please don't talk like this. They're just baby. So she grabbed those baby and put them. And they're like shaking. So she found some blanket and wrapped them up, put it like a nice crib, stayed there. Okay, we'll be back. We're going to take bath and come back. So they took bath, husband, wife, Shiva, Parvati. And when they came, they found very mysterious. The door is locked from inside. They locked it from outside, but now the door is locked from inside. They're knocking the door, nobody answers. Then she's looking at Shiva. I said, why? Who locked it? The baby don't know how to lock. So I told you. You want to ruin this living in a private? Who are they? They are the Vishnu came in form. So they will do the meditation here. This is how Shankarnath became Badrinath. Then they went to Kedarnath, of course. But that was not a home. It was like they're scared. Okay, don't build home. So like this, Narayan Rishi found his way of getting in free house. Well, out of love, you can say. But in a tricky way. So Narad Muni also was thinking, okay, I'm going to go preach. But Krishna has a different plan. You are preaching, but what you are preaching? You have to preach my bhakti, the prema bhakti, not just Aishwarya-mai bhakti. In third chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that this opulent concept of Bhagavan will, yes, evoke our submission, but sweetness will not be evoked. So Lord guided Narad Muni, but Narad Muni didn't know. So Narad Muni come down from spiritual world. When he came down, he was like, okay, which planet I'm going to go and start preaching? You cannot do preaching in heaven so much, because they are too much happiness. Their body is like a little giggling is like a big outburst laughing. And in hell, little pinch, like I pinch my own skin right now, you can see. It doesn't hurt me, little. But in heaven, a hell body, jantrana deho, I was researching one time, little pinch, like this extreme pain. So it's difficult to preach everywhere. Only planet is preaching is this land where we are, this earthly planet. So Narad Muni is thinking, okay, some universe I'll just land in an earthly planet. As he's coming nearby, he's feeling opposite to his nature. He knows he has a spiritual body. He knows he's a celibate monk. All of a sudden, he's feeling thirsty. So he's detecting, why am I thirsty? I have a Satchidananda body. I'm not a regular human being from America or, I mean, he didn't say America, I'm just adding it. So he's thinking like, why am I thirsty? All of a sudden, his thirst is like becoming bigger and bigger. You know, you are desperate to for water. I said, okay, this is unusual. What is going on? Maybe I should just drink some water. It's all right. This is the first time after he got this spiritual body experiencing. But as he's coming down, he saw from like an eagle vision. He has a very sharp vision where the crystal water he saw. It's like, wow, so crystal water. I want to go there. When he came nearby, he started hearing the village talk. I said, what is this? I'm Narad Muni. I have a control on my senses. Narayan Rishi is meditating. He is full control. I have full control. But why my hearing is like a force to hear this gossip of the village? And then as he came closer, there's a gossip about a boy between the girls. And each girl expressing how that boy is so charming. How he looked at her. Narad Muni said, this is not proper. I am in a wrong place. I did not go to hell. I did not go to any planet. This is the planet for preaching. But why I'm hearing, and I have a way to control, block all my senses not to hear, but I'm being forced. And as he approaching the lake to drink, this gossip became so louder, like an amplifier. You know, amplifier, you're like bombarded. Narad Muni is thinking, this is not good. Why am I losing the power of controlling my hearing? And everything I'm hearing is like a repeating in me. This is not good. So he came down, he drank little water. He felt good, but then his hearing is like, he feels like his whole consciousness is getting contaminated. And I'm sure you all know, when we came to the material world, at the marginal, our consciousness altered. This is what called Shambhutattva. The Shambhutattva, that consciousness altered. We thought that we are servant of Krishna, but altered, then we have that consciousness. Shiva is the owner of this universe. He has a rightful ownership to enjoy Maya as much he wants. When that consciousness entered in us, we also started thinking, I can enjoy big house. I can be the president of America. How is possible servant of Krishna thinks? Because that consciousness. So Narad Muni felt a threatening. Why I am being bombarded with this gossip of these girls and boys? Okay, I'm going to sit down and do this process four-way to remove this unwanted thought from my pure consciousness. And as he's trying, this talk from the other side of the lake, then Narad Muni with the surveillance thinking, I cannot see very clear, but I can see there is a boat and there is a boy and girl. They're like gossiping. And they're all like, I love you. Love talk, love song. Oh, this is not good for Brahmachari. So he was so disturbed. So he started meditating seriously. All of a sudden, he noticed some sound coming. He looked at, oh, there is a girl. Excuse me, he said. Are you one of those girls talking? She said, yes. Can you tell me what is the talk about it? Because one of the four processes to remove your dirty consciousness is that you fill up with, no, you hear to the max. Like Prabhupada gave an example, Atantiki Guga is in seventh canto, 11th chapter. If you pour little ghee in the fire will go bigger. But if you put too much ghee, it will extinguish the fire. So this is one of the four processes. So he said, Let me hear. Let me hear everything about them. No, he said, I just want to see this couple. And what I heard, then my misconception can be removed. So the girl said, what are you looking for? He said, can you show me where they are located exactly so I can go? He said, follow me. He said, well, you know who I am? He said, of course we know. You do? He said, yes. You are Narad Muni, the famous brahmachari, celebrated brahmachari. He said, yes, yes, oh, I'm glad you do know. Okay. You know, I should not walk with a girl. It's not a, you know, I don't want people to talk. So this fear is there also. So then the girl says, okay, I know that. You don't have to follow me. I'll throw this flower I have in my hand. You just follow those flower. So we'll have a safe distance, so nobody will put a rumors. He felt, wow, she real, like she's a perfect guide. I never met somebody like that. She knows everything. She knows me. So after falling at one point, she said, okay, you are rich here. Said, but I don't see. No, no, you cannot come like this. I have to give you a female body. No, 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 no. I'm not going there. Oh, you want to see? Yes. Then you have. Well, how do I get it? I just want to see and that's it. She said, you have to go and take a dip in this well, Kusum Sarova. How do I take bath and then come and put on a new dress? I didn't prepare for this. She comes and push him and then he drops. He comes out. He forgot he was a Narad Muni Brahmachari. It's a young girl, but he's aware. He said, okay. So she took her, took Naradiya Gopi now. And said, wow, unbelievably beautiful this boy. Can I go nearby? Can I talk to them? He said, no, you only wanted to see. You wanted to talk. You have to go through severe penances. Narad Muni says, I'm so close. How can I not go? He said, well, you asked for only to see. That's all. Sorry. Bye. So wait. You cannot leave me like this. I am in Narad Muni. He said, yes, go take it deep again. So, okay, so he took a dip. He came out. He saw himself as Narad Muni. That girl is not there. That lake is not there. That forest is not there. The whole village talk is disappeared. So he meditated. And he wrote this book, which Prabhupada translated, Naradiya Bhakti Sutra. So this is called Pararamata. Atmaramata. What we are hearing last 1 week, or I don't know how long it will go on, probably every day, this part of the section, about austerity, knowledge, and renunciation, detachment. This is required because the whole world has four types of people. And you can detect where you fit yourself. There are one type of people by this detachment and attachment. They are attached to material world, detached from God. Attached to matter, detached from spirit. And you can figure it out what is their name. And then there is another group who are attached to matter and attached to God. The third category, they are detached from matter, detached from God. And fourth category, they are attached to God and detached from matter. So whole world is only four types of people. Narad Muni was that last one, attached to God and detached. But in that category, these topics that Atmaramata we are learning from Narayana Rishi is very important. It is very important. And we have to become detached from the matter. How? By utilizing the matter, spiritualizing our attachment. Not detached means like a rejecting. Just like Prabhupada said, you don't own anything. Everything coming by the sanction of the Lord. So we must honor it. Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur says, if something comes in your life and you don't engage it, you will face it. That scared me. He says, Bhakti Anukul, যাহা হয় অনুকূল ভক্তি, যাহা হয় অনুকূল তেগে হয় ভুল, মিন্স ইউ ডু এ মিস্টেক ওয়েন ইউ রিজেক্ট ইট, নট ইউটিলাইজিং ইট, এন্ড সাম লাইফ ইউ গোয়িং টু পে ফর ইট, ইট উইল বি হার্ড, বিলিভ মি। ইফ আই এম মিন টু এ পার্সন, আই ডিডন্ট কেয়ার, আই এম এ নিউ বক্তা, আই ওয়াজ মিন টু অ্যানাদার নিউ বক্তা, বাট নাও ওয়েন আই বিকাম এ সন্ন্যাসী, দ্যাট insult or offending that devotee will magnify as in a sannyasi by somebody else. They'll say, why now? And then somebody say, well, that little neglect, it just magnify. What does that mean? Everything happening in our life, we have to respect it and utilize it and engage some or other and maintain ourselves always safe position. Every little things will come on the way because Harinam is Chintamani. Harinama Chintamani. Krishna Chaitana Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani means everything while I'm chanting, it will come true. Oh, Krishna, I went over the time. I'm sorry. So, okay, I'll wrap it up just here. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this holy name, to get this Pararamata and Atmaramata, the self-satisfied position, and then in reciprocal satisfaction by reciprocating, by serving Krishna. Both will come one by one. First is Vasudev conception, then Narayan conception, when reverence. Then we evoke sweetness. By hearing the sweet pastime, the affection will be developed for the Lord. And it is not that easy. It can take many lives. But Mahaprabhu, out of his mercy, he introduced this love of Godhead and holy name together. If we can take shelter of that with our heart, then in one life, in one day, in one year, one month, it depends on the intensity and purity each of us has, that it will manifest. So we should not focus how troubled this world is, how dangerous this place is. Rather, we should focus how easy to get out of it and how joyfully we can live while we are here in this world through Krishna consciousness, and at the end we'll enter into Golok Vrindavan. So with that note, I'll end here. If anybody has further discussion.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Amazing class and very beautiful bhajan.